Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the season closing episode of the Cologne Podcast.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Ryan.
And we're two best friends. We're going on a fragrance journey at the end of the season, smelling specific homage interlude fragrance and giving you uneducated opinions.
Exactly that. We're going to take a 4-week break.
Oh.
You heard that right. 4 weeks. But it's not really a break for us. It's a break for you guys. But we're going to be working on season 5. We're not going to leave you hanging like we did in previous years.
No.
I promise.
We're not going to leave you like that boy at the well with his finger in the dam.
What?
I forget how it goes. Look, if you're a Patreon member, you're still going to get weekly episodes.
Yeah, there you go.
So if you're just dying to have episodes on the break and you're not already a Patreon, there's a ton waiting for you already. Plus, we'll still continue to post new episodes every week because we love them more.
All right, well, let's get into today's episode. I'm really excited for it. There's all the hem-hawing that we had to do.
Yeah. I've got a Fragrantica review, Ryan, from Raoul Claudieu.
Okay.
About homage's Interlude Man. He says, this scent could work if you're the Grim Reaper.
That's it?
I guess so. Maybe this phrase.
What does that even mean?
Kills people.
So this is on Fragrantica. This is the most popular fragrance. And it shows because we have been contacted by many listeners of the podcast. Hey, can you guys do Interlude? Can you do Interlude? Hey, have y'all done Interlude yet?
A lot of people want to hear this. And so today you are.
We're going to do it. But first, before we do, we have to get into that one night stand review of Gravité by Particle.
Hit the music, Todd.
Yeah. One night stand review.
See, I told you, you couldn't even go 5 minutes. I don't know why you're bragging about 12-hour straight.
Poor Timmy. His wife put him on blast.
God, I absolutely hate that commercial or whatever thing that is. I don't even know if he's even a fragrance reviewer.
Oh, it's cringy.
I hate it. I hate it.
I don't even know who Timmy is.
Yeah, that's weird, too. You're a grown man, Timmy. Just go by Tim, dude.
Yeah, or Timothy.
I'd still go with Tim.
You remember that song, Timothy?
No.
It's about cannibalism.
Really?
Yeah.
Who did that?
The Buoys?
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
It's about three kids who fell in some cavern, and they were stranded, and they ended up having to eat Timothy before help came. They got a record deal, but the record company said, we won't give you any marketing budget. So if you make it, you make it. And they said, okay, let's write a very controversial song.
That's smart.
They intentionally wrote it to get it banned. And once it got banned, then everybody requested it. And now he's making Particle fragrance reviews.
Somehow it's that guy. I will say this. After spending the night, and actually a couple of nights with it, it's not as bad as I kind of wrote it off to be. It's actually pretty pleasant.
Yeah, it's nice. It's very designer. The bottle was nice. The cap, little light, but still metal.
Yeah.
The fragrance, kind of like a YSL, fruity, clean shower gel. It's really just okay.
Yeah, that is the problem. It's just okay. But if I hold it against another brand that kind of did something similar, how they, not in what they made, but in marketing, well, the other one went way ham. They were like paying people left and right.
Oh.
Supposedly to shill it, you know.
Are you talking about the one?
Let's cut that. I don't want to name names.
Okay.
I don't want to name names, but if you know, you know. But yeah, I feel like that one was just... It was just a shit show. I hated that one. This one...
Gee, I wonder what you're talking about, Ryan.
This one, I didn't really like it. I mean, I could go, oh, it smells nice. But the more we sprayed it after the episode and kind of every so often throughout the day, past couple of days, I'm like, it's not nearly as bad as I kind of painted it up to be. So for me, this may actually change. If you like something like YSLY, I would assume it's similar to that.
Yeah, less powdery.
I would say try it. It's kind kind of cheap. It's 80 something bucks. You and Steve kept saying you got it for like 60 or 70 bucks with a discount code.
Right. Yeah. And you should be able to find people out there reselling it like Steve did. But as he said, too,
he made a profit.
Yeah. Bidding war ensued. So but I will you may want to get on it quick.
I will say this. I'm sorry. Start it over. I didn't mean to cut you off. You may want to.
No, it's
no,
fine.
No. I don't want to cut you off.
No, no, no. Please cut me off.
I was going to say, if you did like this, as much as I hate the gimmick of, if you buy seven, you get $20 off each bottle. You know, if you buy 23, you only get them for $5 a piece. I'm not a big proponent of that. But if you really did like this, I guess that would be a good deal.
Yeah, if you really loved it.
Yeah, so check it out. It's not nearly as bad as I painted it out to be. It's actually pretty decent, but it is very just safe. Meh. If you're I think Steve said it best. If you're a fragrance head, though, it's probably not up your alley.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, it's probably not up your alley. Yeah. But sometimes it do be like that.
All right. Are you ready to get into Interlude Man by Homage?
One of the most popular fragrances of all time in the history of this podcast.
And the Grim Reaper can wear it.
Yeah. Sounds like it's going to be a killer fragrance, Ryan.
It's just kind of like sleuthing about it in the notes. I am kind of honey on it. I love oregano, the smell of that. It's got that and pepper on the top. So hopefully this gets real juicy.
Hmm. Ooh, she loud.
That's what I'm hoping.
Hmm. That is a fancy ass smell and fragrance.
Yeah.
I've yet to put anything up to my nose, but in the air, it's very pungent.
Hmm.
It's got this kind of dried herb smell.
Yeah.
It's got a sweetness underneath it.
I'm equating this to kind of being old school, but it's probably not, but it does have like just a vintage burn to it. Does that kind of make sense?
For sure. On the skin, it's almost got like this honey cherry sweetness to it.
Wow. I really like this.
Yeah, I do too. Right off the bat, very mature.
Very mature. 35 plus?
At least. But it's good.
It is so good.
I could see where it could put some people off though.
Yeah, but it's not as brash as I thought it was going to be. I was thinking it was going to be something like the... what was the tobacco one or whatever we did?
I thought
it was going to be something
Royal
like
Tobacco,
that.
I think.
But it's nothing like that. It's not as intense. So for me, I feel like it's actually pretty tolerable.
Man, really nice on the card.
Wow. Very badass.
Sometimes when you get like an herb smell, it's like a wet, fresh herb, green. This is very dry.
Yeah.
Very spicy.
Very, very nice. This one's good because it's keeping me to shut up. I'm like, I can't talk.
Yeah,
I'm
like just thinking about it. It's like when you get a really good meal and you're like, oh, yeah, that's.
It really is. Wow. The skin is super masculine.
It almost has like a boozy quality to it. That sweetness almost has like a bite.
It smells good. I'm stumped. It smells good.
The highest compliment.
I feel like we've kind of done, you know, kind of like, oh, that's cool or kind of mess stuff lately. Mm-hmm. So this is definitely a shocker to me right now.
It smells great and it's very unique.
Yeah.
Makes it pretty slurpy.
First off, the bottle. I actually love the bottle and I love their magnetic cap thing. I think their bottle designs are great. This is like a dark blue with the gold thing going on.
Got a nice little particle ad up top.
Wow, yeah. Fragrant is giving us that particle ad. God, what the hell? Anyways, I do have to say the notes are quite interesting. Top notes are oregano, pepper, and bergamot. I don't really get much of the bergamot, but I definitely get the oregano pepper thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then the middle notes are incense. What's that word? Opanax? Opoponax? What the fuck is that?
You got me. Yeah, that works.
Amber, labdanum, and then base notes are oud, leather, sandalwood, and patchouli. So it is kind of like maybe it's a little herbal, a little earthy maybe.
You don't do that nearly as good as Steve does, by the way.
No, he's way better. Damn, I love this fucking skin on this.
It's strong.
The cardstock has a little bit of a sweeter top to it to me than the skin. It's a little prettier, but it's still kind of dry.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're seeing Forbes this evening. He's making his famous chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say we bring this over, let him smell?
God, I think he'd like this.
I think he would too.
I think he would, for real. It's like a manly man kind of smell, but it's elegant at the same time.
It is spicy. So I had a question during our one night stand review that I wanted to ask, but we glossed through it really quick.
Go ahead.
I want to rewind a little bit because we were talking about how irritating the promotion for some of these new brands are.
Yeah.
And how they use influencers. Some of the time it's not
wording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the time it's not the most scrupulous way to do things.
Yeah.
So how do you think a new company reaches people out of nowhere? How do they build the brand up in an ethical way, according to Ryan of the fragrance community?
Wow.
I mean, specifically, how would you like to see a new brand come up?
So I'm going to be very transparent really quick. And I'm not going to say who.
I'm going to be transparent, but also really cryptic.
Well,
so I'm not transparent at all.
I'm not going to say a name of somebody. I'm going to give them the respect to not share that part. Mm-hmm. But we were literally just asked recently, yesterday, we were asked by a brand, hey, we'd like to send you guys some stuff to review. Do you guys charge for that? Blah, blah, blah. And me and Mike agreed on what we wanted to say back.
Yeah.
I haven't responded yet because, you know, that's me, bro.
Oh, you haven't told him that
No,
yet?
I haven't responded yet. I'm going to after the episode.
Unprofessional.
But me and Mike are going to respond with, no, we do not charge. We'd be thankful if you sent us something. The only stipulation is that we're allowed to be as open and honest as we want to be. And that's just the way it's going to have to be. Would I love to make money off of it that way? Cool, I guess. But it's just not what we're going to do. That being said, I've kind of realized it's probably, is this the right word? A double-edged sword. I think it's part company problem and part this community problem. Because that shows me if somebody's willing to ask us that, then it's probably noted that it's people probably do charge to talk about
100% they do.
I'm not saying people can't earn their money however they want to. Don't get it twisted that way. Do whatever you want to. But for us, that's just not how we want to do it. I would love for us to be able to make a shitload of money off of something like that, but we just can't. I don't know. I would just feel guilt. I just feel bad. It doesn't mean that they're bad for doing it, but I just couldn't do it. I know Mike couldn't either.
Yeah. How would you handle it then? Because here's what I'm thinking. Most of the time, the preface that people give out is, I spent my own money on this.
Yeah.
And then that's like the marker of, okay, I can trust him. He spent his own money. He bought the bottle himself. He wasn't given the bottle. So what do new brands do then to get the word out? Because what happens if it's really good and then people received a bottle? Hey, I've received this bottle. I did not pay for it, but I really love it. Do you think that also creates a skepticism in the audience to go, I don't trust them?
It probably does to a select few. I'm probably one of them. If somebody is just like, I was given this, I almost kind of automatically assume they're also given a check.
Which is not always the case. I mean, look at us with Kajal.
For sure.
They would send bottles and Mo would be like, review it if you want to. You don't have to review it. Just wear it and enjoy it.
Yeah. And that, I mean, honestly, not trying to stroke Kajal's ego, but that has been one of the better relationships, I would say, because I genuinely feel like they would not be mad if we didn't like someone. And there's been some things I haven't been like in love with. And yeah. I've said that. And we've never caught flack for that, or they never stopped sending us something. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like a new brand, if you really wanted people to talk about it, I think you would. I mean, if they're spending money, I would just think you either give it to some people that are big names and some people that are low name, you know, low on the totem pole, and let them all, if they want to, say something about it or not.
Yeah, I think, like, especially with Kajal, I'll just say, I think they're so confident in the fragrance that they send us that they're like, they're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and quite a few we have. Their fragrances are very, like, each one is kind of unique. So I think if you smell the whole line, you probably couldn't love all of them. You'd probably appreciate all of them, but you couldn't love all of them for yourself as a wearable fragrance for you. But
no.
I get what, and they're already well established. They're doing great. Yeah. So again, they can do that. But I'm just saying, for new brands, how do they get out then? How do they get the word out there if they are really good without being weird and cringy like Particle's doing.
Man, I think it's partly embracing the community. Look, Raja Dove doesn't make all the greatest stuff. We've learned that the hard way just in the past year through some of the Patreon episodes that we did.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, now he has stepped back a little bit. But when we first got into this, it was really fun to interact with that brand. Like quite literally, you could ask a question on a YouTube channel and he would do video responses or purposely respond in the chat.
Right.
And you could tell it was him and not really PR.
Mm-hmm.
That's badass. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's part probably how you interact with people about your brand. I think part of it is just they're going to have some type of, I don't want to say open door policy, but just like they're going to have to be open-minded to not everybody's going to like their fragrance, and that's kind of okay. I think we've gotten into a point in this community where it's like, I feel like a lot of us in this community are more just trying to push, oh, yeah, definitely. It's always positive, which is fine. That's not bad either.
Yeah.
But it's always positive. It's always wearable. It's always 7+ hours or 12+ hours. It's very loud. It's like they can't all be great. They can't be all home runs.
Yeah, I would say for most, not us, because we have a unique sort of vibe about us. But I think for most, there are so many fragrances out there. Why would you review something you don't like when all the content you could make is a cool new find or something like that? Whereas for us, we can play good cop, bad cop because I like certain things that you just don't like and you like certain things that I just don't like.
Yeah.
And so we have a better chance of you liking something and me hating it.
Yeah.
And it can be a balance without just feeling like you're trashing it. But I almost think, too, that it's easy to find the good out there because why would you just randomly make, I hate this, you know, a video? If you're going to spend the time and the energy and the attention to it to make a video that just says, oh, by the way, guys, I hate this so much, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. And you're more of a respectful person, I guess, than me. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I do think it's a product. We're allowed to like it or dislike it.
Yeah.
Nobody gives Sony a break whenever they make a shit game, you know? There's no difference. If we do shit work, somebody lets us know, trust me. Yeah. I've been witness to that, you know?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So it's like, I don't get why they're impervious to have comment about something. But I mean, for me and you, I do look at this as like a weird hobby slash art form. Sometimes it's something that's wearable. Sometimes it's probably just for the art.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's okay. So for me, it's okay to go, I don't like this. I don't vibe with this.
Right.
Or definitely not for me. Or whoa, what the hell is this shit? You know? So I don't feel a problem with that. But I think just to answer your question, I really do believe it's how the brand interacts with the audience.
Yeah.
It's being open-minded to know they don't have to rely on people just constantly shilling it, I guess. And just for people that they're, you know, I'm sure, you know, just like Mo is somebody who has actually listened to this show in depth to where they like listen to it. They just really wanted to know what we thought, good or bad.
Yeah.
And their feelings weren't hurt if we didn't like something.
Yeah. I think you've got to know that, like, if you and I create a passion piece, you know, like video or even audio or whatever, I don't think we go, every person on this planet will love this.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's the same way with probably perfumery and art, is that you got to know if it's going to have enough character and depth, it's going to exclude certain people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you got to go right down one road and, you know, you can't, I say this analogy all the time, but you can't be like a mile wide and an inch deep. And that's what everybody is like homogenizing to, is like that, try to hit the masses. But we want that, you know, an inch wide and a mile deep. That's, you know, what we're going after.
And, you know, these companies probably face the same issues we do. So we had a discussion. I'm trying not to get long-winded on this. You had to ask this philosophical question. Should have been for a fragrance philosophy, honestly. But I guess
that's okay.
If this is an ender for season four, let's do it.
We're giving them the Sunday of episodes. It's got a scoop of vanilla, scoop of chocolate.
I bet you these companies go through the same issues we go through. We look at our numbers, just being open with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and we look at other people in the community and we see how massive they've gotten, even in the past year.
Right.
And they make all the content we would never make because It's just not our cup of tea. But that, you know what, though? That the stuff they make is for the top of the funnel, the widest fucking part. And guess what? It gets all the attention because of that. And so we're a little bit more obscure. We don't get that attention, which is not good for us. We don't like that. But
well, we also chase our interests some too. I mean, there was early on in the podcast, we'd get an email. You guys are doing too much niche. We want more designer than we would do a few designer. You guys are doing too much designer. Yeah. We want more niche. You know, you just can't please everybody.
You can't. But all to say, I bet you the same thing happens because we just left Dillard's the other day and we smelled a fragrance. I was like, what is that? I've never seen that bottle. And the guy sprayed. I don't even know what the name was.
It was like Onyx by like a three-letter name.
Yeah. It was a weird-looking bottle, but he sprayed it and we were like, okay, that's
Sauvage.
Sauvage.
Immediately.
That's where I'm like, God, man, do we really need that shit again? That's why, you know, good or bad, I really do love when the fragrances are unapologetic about what they want to be. And I think there's just been times, I mean, Frederick Malle Must Ravageur was something we hated when we first smelled it. Mm-hmm. Gave it a year, came back, and now we fucking love it. But it's unapologetic of what it wanted to be. Same with the Homage Tobacco one that we were talking about a minute ago.
Yeah, we may love it if we tried it again.
But it was obnoxiously loud, like unwearable to me. But you know what? I can at least, I have a good... My memory of that is going to be better than Gravitate by Particle.
If you blindfolded me and said, you know, smell this one, smell this one, smell this one, I probably couldn't tell you 90% of the designer fragrances. Mm-mm. But if you put Interlude in front of my nose, I would immediately remember this one.
Absolutely.
It is unique.
Now, well, let's get back to it. The card smells amazing.
Yeah. It almost has a little bit of... marijuana smell to it.
I can get that vibe, but I was also thinking, this may be a terrible description, but there's a sweetness to this, just so you guys know. There's a really good sweetness to it, very herbal, but there's almost like a little tinge of like cement glue or something, like model glue or something.
Let me try to sniff that out.
Just a faint hair. It's kind of like that weird chemical.
Hmm.
At least that's what I'm getting. The hand, I'm actually not vibing as hard as I was earlier.
The card is the win.
Yeah, the card is incredible. But the hand
smells good. Both of them are great.
Mm. Let me kind of read to you what Homage has written on their website describing this fragrance.
Sure.
Okay, give me some like really cool music, okay, Todd? Which is so weird that it says this, but in all caps. Undefeated vanilla. An unmistakable explosion of spices grips the soul. The sensual encounter of a crackling oregano and a fruity pimento berry refreshed by a mist of bergamot. They reveal an addictive heart of pure amber. An overdose of vanilla caressed by Samoan opopanox? Opopanax? What is that word? Nobody knows. O-P-O-P-O-N-A-X. God, that's ridiculous. And the immortal and sacred light of frankincense. Resins infusion like candid honey pouring into a tumultuous flow of dark and smoky woods. There comes at last the animalic and vertical scent of oud. The deep growl of leather and a slightly gourmand touch of sandalwood and patchouli. An insistent duel of spices and balsams. Interlude Man is a sublime display of the harmony that warms a heart free of its inner turmoil.
Huh.
Kind of like that.
That was not written by ChatGPT.
The card is incredible, guys.
Yeah, the skin isn't far behind it, but it's missing...
It's missing almost the sweetness
like this,
to me.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's like a vinegary element on the skin that's really pleasant. It has like a bite to it that adds a bite to the sweetness.
You know, I was thinking a little BO-ish, but it actually is what you're saying. That does resonate better.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, one of those really nice sweet vinaigrette in the undertone.
Okay.
I go on those salads I never eat.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. The card is absolutely the win, though. It is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
So hit me with the price and trend, Ryan.
Okay. You ready for the price and trend?
I'm ready.
The price, $360-something for 100 ml. 256 for 50 ml.
Jesus.
The trend is absolutely atomic.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's up there. I see why. I do kind of question it a little bit, though, because the hand is a little weird, but the cardstock or tester strip is fucking insane. It's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
I like it. I'm sure if I wore it, I would love it.
Yeah. I was about to say, too, man, if you walked by me wearing this and you were like really covered, not just like a little decant spray, I would be asking you about this.
There's something special about smelling a fragrance on somebody. It's unlike what we do with the card in the hand thing.
100%. Even this morning, we did our little walk this morning.
Yeah.
He walked by me and he wore it the other day, too. But it hit me again today. I was like, man, what are you wearing today? He was like, La Nuit de l'Homme by YSL. I was like, okay.
Yeah. That sounded like Antonio Banderas.
But it smelled really, really good. God, we love that fragrance.
Yeah, it's still a winner.
It's one of the like most shield things, if you will, when we first got into this thing, but it's still really good.
I don't know that it's shield, though. It's not like YSL is paying people to say it. I think it's just
that's true.
Good, but it's overplayed, you know?
I know why they always pitch it, because it's a safe thing to talk about. It's good. But yeah, this is fucking insane. Who would be wearing something as mature and herby and whatever other word you want to throw in there? Who would wear a fragrance like this?
I've got an idea. He's 6'2"-ish. Full, beautiful head of hair.
Oh, that's always a win.
Nice facial hair.
Something you can enjoy, tickle you a little bit.
He's kind of introverted, but has a wonderful personality, very winsome person. Once you get to know him, he's fantastic. And he makes an incredible friend. And he's from the UK. His name's Tony. I got see, you at the end.
I could see Tony wearing this. This is pretty sharp. This is he's put together.
Yeah.
Got a little boxer's build and shit.
That's right. Yeah. Out there selling different farming equipment.
Oh, dude. Yeah. This is like, it's like subtle in a sense, but it is super manly.
Tony's like you if you were more manly, I think. And, oh, thanks. And from the kingdom.
Thanks.
Because he was a boxer. He sells farming equipment. He's out on farms all the time. He's like, this is manly. This is him. You thought it was you, but I took an exit towards manly instead of annoying.
You're like, you play video games. Yeah. You edit videos. You're like,
I've been to war on Call of Duty.
God, it is a great fragrance, man. Okay. Skip it,
sample it,
or buy it.
What are you going to do, Ryan?
Well, I'm going to tell you, there is a site that we're not endorsed by. Fuck, I'll be transparent. We reached out to them one time.
Yeah, we did.
Aura Fragrances, it's actually based here in Texas. Aura Fragrances has this bad boy for $149.
Wow, 100 mil?
100 mil.
Ooh, ha ha ha, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and your boy is really, really tempted. The only thing that's holding me back of all things is the skin.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just not doing something for me. But the cardstock is fucking insane.
Yeah, but you think about this, man. You're hitting your clothes a lot with your fragrance.
That is true, too. God, this smells great. Yeah, 149, 100 ml. Our fragrances has it. If I don't get it, one of you clowns can get it.
That is insane. If there was more for me, that would be a solid buy. Wow, that would be an incredible price. I mean, I did just buy 150 mil of Lunarosa Carbon again.
Oh, God.
And that was, after everything, 110.
Yeah.
$110 for that. $30 more and you've got an homage, 100 mil. And I guarantee you this thing's going to last forever on your skin, clothes, whatever.
God, the cardstock is so fucking pretty. I love the cardstock.
This is a Ryan's winter fragrance for sure. This definitely gives you that sort of vibe.
Absolutely. So I guess for me right now, it is, and for anybody listening, if you kind of want to know what we think for you guys, this is a hard sample to probably a hard buy.
For you.
For me, yes. For me, yeah.
This is definitely a sample for me.
Yeah.
You definitely got to smell this. Guys, if you're into the ultra masculine and you want some personality to it, this is hellaciously good.
It is so good. I'm impressed and sad we took this long to fucking do it. We, guys, season 5 is upon you in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And we've worked really hard behind the scenes to start having things kind of more organized and stuff, because we've had more people send us stuff, and we've had people send us questions and, you know, wanting us to review things. We're really going to push hard to start following up on this, because I hate that this has been a very well-requested fragrance.
Yeah.
And we're just like, eh, whatever.
It's part of the balance of having the day job and all that. You kind of juggle, and sometimes, especially whenever we're kind of chasing our interest down, by the time we get to sit down to record an episode, and sometimes that's on the weekend right before it posed, we've been waiting all week to smell a certain one, and then we got to do that one. So we're trying to get ahead of schedule so we can do better for you. It's February 12th, right? Will be the first episode back.
That'll be the first episode back. February 12th. Mark it on your fucking calendars. We're going to be there.
And it's going to be a fun one.
You're not ready. We've already got it, and we're about to review it.
Oh, God.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be juicy.
Look, this has been a fantastic year, been a fantastic season. We love you guys so much. Thank you for going on this journey with us the past couple of years.
Yeah.
We're still on the trail. We're still trying to find these perfect fragrances for ourselves.
Yep.
And we have enjoyed every last one of you, both friends of the podcast, Patreons, all of you. We love you guys, and we're so appreciative. And also to some of these houses, we're appreciative of you too. It has taken a whole village to make this show happen, and we're so thankful for every single one of you guys.
Here's one thing I would say. Shoot us an email. It's over on the website, thecolognepodcast.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know, who do you want us to have on the podcast? Could be somebody we've had before. Could be somebody we haven't. Now, keep in mind, if you're saying Jeremy Fragrance or somebody like that, may be impossible. But I really want to know, is there somebody out there that you guys would really want to hear us have an episode with or another episode with? Email us, thecolognepodcast.com. I want to know.
And so do I.
Yeah. So we want to know.
Again, we love every one of you guys. We'll be back in 4 weeks. And until next time, spray it up, y'all.